Cumulative Review 4. Exercises 1 and 2. Speaker 1.
I have great memories of an exhibition I saw once at Bristol Museum featuring works by the street artist Banksy. In this exhibition, the artist was allowed to use the permanent exhibits of the museum as well as showing his own work. As a result, some of the pieces made me laugh. I remember a huge stone statue of a lion in the entrance hall, sitting above the hat and jacket of what you were supposed to think was its owner. The lion looked so pleased with itself, you could just imagine how much it would have enjoyed that meal.
Speaker 2.
I was at an exhibition of Giacometti sculptures once. You know, the Swiss artist, whose figures are all very tall and thin. I can't remember where it was, but I was made to feel like a criminal. There was one particular exhibit that fascinated me. It was a sculpture of his sister, Isabel, and I was trying to take a closer look at her face. Suddenly, I heard a shout and saw a guard marching towards me from the other side of the room. He told me, in a very loud voice, that I was not to go near the exhibits. All the other visitors turned around to see what was going on, which made me want to disappear. He went on to follow me all the way around the gallery, so I ended up walking out.
3.
I think one of the artworks that has impressed me most was something I saw in the Egyptian Museum of Berlin. A friend of mine told me I should go there to see the bust of an ancient Egyptian queen called Nefertiti. I am so glad I took her advice. The work is well over 3,000 years old, but it is in nearly perfect condition. You can really appreciate Queen Nefertiti's beauty, although only one of her eyes is finished. Actually, I spent all my time in the museum walking around the piece, admiring it from different angles. I didn't bother with the other works because I only had eyes for the queen.
Speaker 4.
I remember an exhibition I went to with my family once. It was in the Prado Museum in Madrid. Actually, it would be more accurate to say I remember the lead-up to it. My mum had booked tickets months in advance, which was probably a good idea as the gallery was packed. In fact, there were so many people that I started feeling dizzy while we were waiting in the queue. Who knows what we were going to see? I certainly didn't, because I never made it through the door. Before I could faint, my dad took me off to find a doctor. That was the end of the exhibition for us, and I could tell that my mum wasn't pleased.